Shall we pray?
我们一点祷告。
Loving Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
Lord, this morning I'm once again reminded,
今天早晨我们再一次被提醒,
Lord, that without you I am nothing.
主啊, 没有你,
I thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy.
主啊,
that you continue to show on this unworthy servant. And Lord, I pray this morning
主啊,
that the words that come out of these unclean lips, Lord,
主啊,
might be your words.
是你的话语,
and that you might be indeed glorified through this time.
在这时候你实在能够得到荣耀。
Speak to me and speak to us through your word.
主啊,借着你的话语向我,向你的百姓说话。
And we give you all the glory and honor.
我要把所有的荣耀和颂赞归给你。
Because you alone are worthy to receive all honor and praise.
主啊,因为你是那配得一切荣耀尊贵的神。
In Jesus Christ's precious name,
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
I pray and ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Once again, as I stand before you this morning, I'm reminded of the unity in the Holy Spirit.
再一次早晨我站在你的面前我被提醒到在圣灵里面的合一。
It always amazes me that as we come before the Lord and we share His Word,
每一次我都很惊讶,惊奇是到来到主面前能够分享他的话语。
That the Spirit does give us unity in and through Christ.
因为圣灵实在是借着基督给我们这样的合一。
As can be seen from the songs that were sung until this time of sharing.
好像我们刚才所唱的诗歌写明出来。
So this morning I just want to share a few things of what the Lord has been burdening me with.
今天早晨我要和大家分享主放在我里面一些负担。
And this has been something that you know the Lord has been showing me throughout the last several months, even not just to me, but even to our church here.
不仅这些话语是主在过去几个月，不仅是向我，也是向着教会所显现的话。
You know, through our Bible studies on Fridays.
借着我们星期五晚上的查经。
Through our spring conference where we talked about the Lamb.
借着我们的春令会，我们讲到羔羊。
And even through my daily devotion.
也在纪念我每天在主面前的 灵修。
So this morning I want to talk about a few aspects of the attitude of Christ or having the attitude of Christ.
所以今天早晨呢，我要讲一些有关基督的心思。
And I'd like to open up the scriptures and read from Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 through 11. I'll read in English first, and then, brother, you can read in Chinese.
我们要一起读腓立比书第二章五到十一节。我要英文念之后，弟兄用中文念一遍。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11.
腓立比书第二章第五节到第十一节。
Okay, verse 5. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges, he took the humble position of a slave, and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书第二章第五节到第十一节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己。 取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And again, verse 5 says, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had.
再一次我们看到第五节说, 你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
And this morning, you know, I want to look at two aspects of this attitude, which is his humility and his submission.
今天早上我们要来看一下基督的心思是什么, 有两个方面我们要看, 一个是顺服, 一个是, 谦卑。
You know, many today are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord.
我们知道今天有很多人在庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
And we too celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, not just one day though, but every day in our lives.
但我们自己也是庆祝, 但是我们不仅是今天庆祝, 我们是每天都庆祝主的复活。
And we are so thankful that if it had not been for the Lord's obedience unto death and on the cross for our sins, we wouldn't be here today and we wouldn't be sharing about this.
我们实在是感恩, 因为若不是主耶稣基督的死, 我们今天早晨没话来到这里, 来这里分享。
And so, you know, I'm reminded every Sunday when I come before the Lord and we take part in His table of what the Lord has done for us.
所以每个主日我来到主的面前的时候, 在波饼的时候, 我都被提醒, 主所向我们做着一切。
You know, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, it says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come.
在哥林多前书11章26节, 我们这样被提醒说, 你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯, 就是显明主的死直到他来。
So, you know, as Christians, we are constantly reminded of what the Lord has done for us.
所以我们作为基督徒, 我们真是时常被提醒主为我们所做的一切。
And so for this, I am very thankful to Him.
所以为这个我实在向他存感恩的心。
And I realize that without His obedience to the Father, this wouldn't have happened.
因为我知道说若不是他顺服父神, 我这样的救恩就不能发生。
So as we briefly look about the word submission or to submit, I looked at the dictionary to see what the definition of it is.
所以我们来看看顺服的意思,我在字典上查了一下。
And in the dictionary, the definition of to submit is to give over or yield oneself to the power or authority of another.
在字典上是这样定义说,顺服就是说把自己顺服或是容让给那比你有权柄的人。
In other words, you know, when we submit, we are following the leadership of another.
换句话说呢,我们若说顺服呢,我们就是跟着那个领导来走。
And this is something that the Lord has been showing me very strongly that I need to do in my own life.
这是主在我生命上向我显明一个我非常需要的一点。
And so I want to share this with you as well.
所以我今天早晨想要和你也一同分享。
So first of all, you know, we look and see, we ask ourselves, well, why should we submit?
所以首先我们来看为什么我们要顺服。
Well, the, you know, real easy example is we can see that Christ Himself did submit to the Father.
一个非常简单的一个模范就是主耶稣自己他也是顺服父神。
When the Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane before His crucifixion,
那当主耶稣在科西玛尼园在他上十字架之前,
He was greatly burdened because of our sins.
他因着我们的罪实在是有很大的 沉重的负担。
And in Matthew chapter 26 verse 39, you know, and you can see that the Christ said unto the Father, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful even unto death.
所以我们可以看到在马太福音 26章39节这样, 他向父神祷告说, 我心里极其伤痛, 几乎要死。
And He told His disciples to tarry and watch with Him, but as He went a little further, He fell on His face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou wilt.
然后他就告诉他的门徒说, 你们在这里, 和我一同警醒, 然后他就稍往前行, 脸伏于地, 祷告说, 父神啊, 若是可行, 叫这能, 你就叫这杯离开我, 但是不要照我的意思, 乃是照你的意思。
We also read in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, that the Lord humbled Himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross.
我们刚才也在腓立比书第二章讲到说, 他顺服父神以至于死且死在十字架上。
So we see that Jesus Christ, even though He was God, He came upon this earth and He subject Himself to all our limitations.
所以我们看见说主耶稣基督虽然他自己是神, 然而他来到世上, 他使自己 顺服在一切权柄之下。
And the burden of our sins were so great upon him that he even asked the Father if it was possible that the cup be moved, but he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but as your will be done."
甚至说，因为我们的罪何等的多，压在他的身上，他甚至向父神祷告说，是否能够叫这杯离开他？然后他又说，不要照他的意思，乃要照父神的意思。
In the same way, the Lord also requires us to submit to one another.
同样的，主也要求我们能够彼此顺服。
As a matter of fact, it's a commandment from Him for us to submit to one another. You can see in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, and I'll read it briefly. It says, "And further, you will submit to one another out of reverence for Christ."
在以弗所书第五章二十一节有这样讲到说，你们应该存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And then we also submit to the Lord because we are His church, and the church is to submit to Christ.
我们也应该能够顺服主，因为我们是主的教会，教会应当顺服基督。
In the same book of Ephesians chapter 24, a part of the verse says that, "Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ," and I won't read the rest of it because it talks about husbands and wives, which we are very familiar with that portion.
同样的，在以弗所书第五章呢，有讲到说，基督应当教会应当顺服基督。之后讲了很多有关生活上的细节。
So everything we have looked at so far, you know, when we look at the word submission, it really shows a willing submission, not one that's forced upon us.
所以我们看到说，这些顺服呢，都不是因为外在的强力的压力要我们顺服，而是我们出于自发的。
Unfortunately, the world's definition of submission is very negative.
当然了，每次我们看到顺服的时候，我们好像都是有一些负面的感觉。
You know, before I was saved, or even many times, sometimes when I hear the word submission, I always feel that it's oppressive in nature, or it makes me vulnerable.
每次好像我直觉上感觉到讲到顺服，就好像我自己会受伤一样。
But the reality is that if we don't submit to Christ, we automatically are submitting to Satan.
但是事实上是，我们若不顺服基督，那我们事实上就是在顺服仇敌。
Whether we like it or not, our natural state is a state that results in eternal death.
不管我们喜欢或不喜欢，因为我们天然的性格是走向死亡的路。
The Lord is very clear in saying that, you know, we cannot serve two masters. We either love one and hate the other.
主的话非常清楚地告诉我们，不能服侍两个主。我们不是爱这个，就是恨那个。
So let's not be fooled.
所以我们不要做愚顽人。
We have to submit to the Lord.
我们必须要能够顺服主。
Because if I don't and we don't, then we automatically submit to Satan and ourselves.
因为若是你我都不顺服主的话，我们自然的就会顺服撒旦。
Next, we look at humility, or what it is to be humble.
我们接下来要看谦卑。
And again, here we see the example of Christ.
我们再一次看见主耶稣基督自己给我们做的例子。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 7, he says,
在腓立比书第二章第七节这样说。
He says that Christ gave up his divine privileges, and he took upon himself the humble position of a slave, and was born as a human being.
但你讲到说，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Again, the beauty of this is Christ, even though he was God,He once again, like I said earlier, he took upon ourselves all the human limitations.
像我刚才所讲的，虽然主耶稣基督是神，然而他为着我们，然后取了神的形象，受了这一切的限制。
And the Lord did this so that he could truly relate to us, and so we can truly relate to him.
主之所以这样做，好叫他与我们是有关的。
Another example of Christ's humility was when he washed the disciples' feet in the book of John.
另外一点讲到主耶稣基督的谦卑是他为门徒洗脚，在约翰福音讲的。
In John chapter 13, verses 13 through 15, you know, the Lord said, and I'll read these verses. He said, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you."
约翰福音第十三章第十三节到第十五节，你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主， 你们说的不错，我本来是。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Again, we see this in the example of Christ, not just in his character, but also he showed some physical examples where he washed the disciples' feet, and so we also ought to be humble as he was.
所以我们再一次看见主耶稣基督给我们的榜样，他不仅在他的性格上有谦卑，而且他也这样行出来，他为门徒洗脚。
And you know, as we go through the scriptures, we see several examples. I mean, I'm not going to go into the details here, but you look at the story of Abraham and Isaac.
我们看到圣经上有很多的例子，比如说亚伯拉罕和以撒。
You look at the story of Samuel and of Daniel, not because they're my children's names, but they do stand out.
你也看到圣经上讲到说撒母耳和但以理的这些例子。
But you know, we're clearly reminded that all these people. The reason God had used them was because of their willingness to be obedient and to submit to the Lord and to be humble.
我们看见说主之所以可以使用这些器皿，就是因为他们向着主有顺服，有谦卑。
So now let's look at a couple of ways. You know, how can we practically apply humility and obedience or submission in our own lives?
我们接下来就看几点比较实际的点，在我们生活上如何把这谦卑能够实行出来。
So one thing the Lord has shown me again is that this has to come from the inside out. It can't be done the other way around.
主耶稣基督再一次向我显明说，要能够谦卑，也要从里面往外做，而不是从外面往里面。
In other words, we need to be saved first.
换句话说，我们首先要能够得救。
We first need to have the Lord transform us.
我们必须能够首先容让主把我们改变。
Otherwise, this whole thing of humility and obedience and submission becomes sort of a farce or fake.
那若不这样的话，我们一切的谦卑和顺服都会成为虚假的。
I can tell you that I myself am real good at acting nice and acting good in front of everybody here.
我可以向各位坦诚说，我事实上很会表演。我的良善。
But the Lord truly knows my heart.
但是主知道我的心思。
And He truly knows, you know, all the evil thoughts that go through my head and through my heart.
他实在知道我在脑中所想的这些恶念。
So the Lord is reminding me and reminding us once again this morning that if there are any among us who don't know Him.
所以主耶稣基督今天早晨再次来提醒我，提醒各位，若是我们当中有谁还不认识他的话。
That we must be saved.
我们必须要能要必须要能够得救。
You know, John chapter 3, verse 3, 5 and through 7.
约翰福音第三章第三节和第五到第七节。
I'll read this briefly.
我要简短的读给各位。
So, verse 3 says, I assure you, unless you're born again, you can never see the kingdom of God. And then verse 5, Jesus replied, the truth is,No one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives new life from heaven. So don't be surprised at my statement that you must be born again.
约翰福音第三章的第三节，耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。第五节到第七节，耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说，你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
So once again, I encourage if there's any among us here who have not accepted the Lord as your Savior, that today you will hear His voice and that the Holy Spirit might allow you to open your heart to Him.
所以我再次提醒各位，若是你还没有接受主耶稣基督，今天早晨愿主能够向你说话，你听见了能够接受他。
So that you can also join in that song that was sung that we might be more like Christ.
你也可以和我们一同唱这样的诗歌，说更我愿更认识更像基督。
So again, you know, for those of us who are saved, we're reminded that's the only way that we can even exhibit Christ's nature in us.
像着我们已经得救的呢，这也是一个好的提醒，这是唯一的路，是我们能够像基督。
But the reality is, the only way we can truly exhibit Christ's nature is that as Christians, we have to learn to abide in Him.
在世上呢，是我们做基督徒，我们能够将主的性格显明出来，唯一的方法就是住在主里。
There is no other way.
并没有其他的方式。
As Christians, our only strength comes from abiding in Christ.
作为基督徒，我们的能力，唯一的来源就是要住在基督里。
You know, Christ used the example of the vine and the branches in John chapter 15.
主耶稣基督在约翰福音15章给我们这样一个枝子和葡萄树的例子。
And it's a very graphic example because, you know, Christ always refers to himself as the true vine, and we as Christians, we have been, you know, grafted into the central vine.
这是一个非常活的例子，因为主耶稣基督他自己是葡萄树，而我们是被那接上去的枝子。
So when we as Christians realize that we have been taken out and grafted into this vine, we realize that of ourselves we cannot do anything.
所以我们真是看见，我们作为基督徒，我们事实上是被接上去的枝子，所以离开了葡萄树，我们什么都不能做。
So I'm reminded that my true strength and my true ability to do these things only comes from me abiding in Him.
所以我看见说，我能够做事真实有能力，就必须要能够住在主里面。
John chapter 15, verse 1 and 4 and 4 through 4 and 5. I'll read it briefly.
约翰福音, 15章第一节和第四到第五节。
It says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. For without me, ye can do nothing."
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
You know, so as Christians, a lot of times we, from the time I've grown up, you know, when we go to Sunday school and church, we always hear that, you know, we must do that which is right, and that's absolutely true.
我知道说，从我们小时候在主日学受教导，就是说，你一定要做好事。
But the secret of how to do it really comes from abiding in Christ.
但是呢，能够做好事的秘诀呢，就必须要能够住在主里。
To abide means to remain.
住在主里面就是要常在主里面。
And again, you know, us as His creation, God has given us this free will to remain in Him.
我们是受造的，我们被受造的时候，神给我们一个这样的自由的意志来做事。
As long as we choose to remain in Him, then we can allow all the nutrients to flow through us and produce, you know, fruit in this otherwise dead branch.
若是我们能够常在主里面，我们就能够结出果子；不然的话，我们就成为死的枝子。
The Lord also reminds me and reminds us that the way we abide in Him is by keeping His commandments.
主也这样提醒我，我们要能够学习住在主里的方式呢，就是要能够遵守他的命令。And
by keeping His commandments, we show that we love the Lord.
能够守主的命令，就显明我们是爱他的。So
many of us have seen in our recent Bible study in the book of John that it talks a lot about loving our brethren and loving the Lord and keeping His commandments.
在最近的我们周五的查经里面，我们在约翰福音里面也看到说，我们应当彼此相爱，应当爱主。And
the way we abide or remain in Him is for allowing or by allowing His words to remain in us.
因为我们若能够住在主里面，就是能容让主的话语在我们里面。Again,
we see this in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 7, which says, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you."
这就是在约翰福音15章第七节这样说的：“你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。”So,
what are these words that the Lord is referring to?
所以主在这里是讲些什么呢？
Well, the word of the Lord is the Lord Himself.
因为事实上，主所讲的话就是主自己。
In John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
因为在约翰福音一开始这样说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。And
later on, it says that Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
之后他有说，道成了肉身，住在我们当中。So
again, I'm reminded that, you know, one way to abide in Christ and to remain in Him is to to meditate on God's word.
所以呢, 这有一个好的方法, 就是我们要学习住在主里面, 就是要随时来思想主的话语。
And it's very simple, and it's applicable to all of us, starting from the youngest, you know, to the oldest among us.
因为这实在是一个非常简单的方法, 从我们年幼的到年长的, 我们都可以这样行。
You know, when we are young, we are taught to memorize the scriptures in Sunday school.
因为当我们年幼的时候呢, 我们在主日学里面被教导说来记诵主的话语。
And the benefit in that, you know, the Lord says that thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
因为这一个好处就是像主耶稣所说, 他说我把你的话藏在我的心里, 好叫我不犯罪。
So by meditating and on his word and remembering it is one way we remain in him, and we allow his words to remain in us.
所以思想主的话, 背主的话, 这是一个方法, 好叫主的话, 能够存在我们里面。
Another aspect of this practical application of the Lord's attitude is also seen back in the book of Philippians chapter 2.
另外一个方面, 有关这实行方面呢, 是在腓立比书, 里面有讲的。
I'll read verse 12 through 14 and then verses 2 through 4.
腓立比书第二章第十二节, 到第十四节。
In Philippians chapter 2 it says, work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Do everything without complaining and arguing. Then I'm going to read verse 2 through 4, the second part of verse 2. It says, loving one another and working together with one mind and one purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out for your own interest, but take an interest in others too.
好，我们是刚刚弟兄读的是腓立比书第二章的第十二节后半段到第十四节。顺服神，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的，都不要发怨言起争论。之后我们读第二节和第三节第四。 你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。第四节，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。Again,
I'm reminded that the only way that I can even obey the Lord, even have the desire to obey, is I have to remain in Him or abide in Him.
所以再一次呢, 我们被提醒, 我们能够, 顺服神或谦卑的话, 就必须要能够住在主里面。
So verse 13 says, it is God that gives me the desire, or gives you and me the desire to obey, but it's also the same God that gives us the power to do that which pleases Him.
因为第十三节提醒我们说, 是神使我们能够立志行事, 而且神也给我们这样的能力, 能够行出来。
So that, you know, the hymn that we sang, you know, more to be like you, that's exactly what that writer of that hymn is asking.
所以我们唱的诗歌说能够更像更多的像你, 就甚是那作诗的作者的愿望。
Because sometimes we're so conditioned in wanting to follow the commandments, but we have to ask ourselves, do we truly have that desire to follow the Lord? Do I have the desire to follow the Lord?
因为我们很多时候说我们要想要遵守主的命令, 但我们要先问自己, 我们是不是有这样的渴慕来遵守主的命令?
Or is it one that arises out of a selfish interest, self-interest?
还是只是因为我们出于自私的缘故, 我们要来顺服, 要来守主的命令?
As Christians, the Lord is clearly reminding me that, and reminding us, that we have to look out for others. We cannot be selfish.
而作为基督徒，主实在是这样提醒我们，不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 reminds us that we are not to be selfish, neither are we to try and impress others, but we are supposed to be humble and put others first.
腓立比书第二章第三节这样提醒我们说，凡事不可结党，或者说凡事不可自私，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
And again, you know, the only way we can do that is by us being humble and by us being submissive to the Lord.
我们之所以能够做到这样, 就首先要能够顺服神, 在神面前谦卑。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, this was in our Bible study many months ago.
在彼得前书第五章有讲到，是我们几周前圣查经的时候所读到的。
You know, I was strongly reminded, and I'll read this verse. It says, "You younger men, accept the authority of the elders, and all of you serve each other in humility, for God sets Himself against the proud, but He shows favor to the humble."
彼得前书的第五章五到第五节，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And again, this word "younger" doesn't just apply to the younger children here, but applies to each and every one of us. Because at some point, it's relative.
这里讲的年幼的呢，未必讲到说是年龄的幼小，而是说在相对而言，所以我们每个人都可能是年幼的。
It's really referring to what sort of an attitude do we have in the house of the Lord.
这实在是讲到说我们在神的家里面，我们应当存什么样的态度。
You know, nowhere here does it say that, you know, we have to first agree or it all has to make sense before we obey or before we submit.
因为这里并没有讲到说我们必须要能够先同意之后我们才顺服。
You know, I am reminded that when the Lord tells me to do something, I have to do it.
因为我被提醒说当主要我做事的时候我就必须要做
whether I agree or not
不管我是否同意
because the Lord will ultimately reveal to me at some point you know, why he's asking me to do what he's asking me to do
因为最终主总是会显明说他为什么要我做这样的事情
in the same way in God's house the Lord wants us to be submissive to one another or submit to authority
同样呢主也要我们能够彼此顺服或是顺服在权柄之下
And it's very sad when we look around us among believers.
好像这一点是叫人非常难过，就是甚至在信徒里面。
Just driving around, we see so many different denominations and so many different churches. Even those who are doctrinally might be sound.
我们甚至看到不同的不同的教派虽然说所教导的是都是很正确的。
And part of the division arises from.The unwillingness to submit.
这些分裂呢，很多时候都是因为不能顺服的关系。
I mean, somebody might, you know, paint the color of the building a different color, and people might not agree, and then we decide to split and go our separate ways.
也许有些人呢，油漆把这个油漆建筑物油漆成某种颜色，可是有些人不喜欢，所以他们就为了这个而分开了。
It's just an example. I'm not saying it happened here.
这只是一个举例，并不是说我们在这里有这样的事情。
But the point I'm making is that, you know, we really have to ask the Lord to soften our hearts.
但是我所要讲的重点就是，我们实在要求主来软化我们的心。
We have to ask the Lord to give us this heart of true submission and true obedience to Him.
我们实在要求主，能够叫我们向着他有一个真实的心和顺服的心。
Because remember, the opposite of submission is rebellion.
因为我们要看见说，顺服的另外一面就是叛逆。
Remember, the Lord has told us we can't serve two masters, so when we don't submit, we are rebelling against Him.
我们被提醒说，主说你不能侍奉两个神，我们如果不顺服，我们就是悖逆的。
And the way we show our love towards our, you know, other brothers and sisters in this church is a true test of how much we really love the Lord. I'm reminded of that.
我被这样提醒，就是我们在教会里面，我们向着弟兄姊妹有多少爱，就是证明我们向着主有多少爱。
And so the Lord is continually reminding me and asking me, you know, how much do you really love me?
所以主实在是一直来提醒我，问我说，我爱主有多深。
And the only true test for that is how much am I looking out for others before my own interest?
这一个显明就在于说我究竟有顾别人的事有多少。
You know, we're all, again, naturally, we're all very selfish.
当然，从天我们天然的肉体来看，我们都是很自私的。
Last Friday, you know, Brother Sam and Sister Mary reminded us of the little baby. And, you know, we reminded that when the baby is born, the baby cries when he or she is hungry or when he or she needs to be changed.
周五呢，查经呢，Sam跟 Mary 提醒我们说，他们的刚生的 baby， 他们看见说 baby 需要的时候就哭。
And it's a very self-centered situation, right?
因为这个 baby 是他非常自我中心的一个 baby.
And we were all like that.
事实上，我们都是像 baby 一样。
But that's where Christ's nature is totally opposite of that.
所以我们就看见说，基督的性情跟这个是完全不一样的。
Christ came and put others first before himself.
因为基督实在是把其他人放在他自己之前。
And so the Lord is showing me, and my desire for all of us here is that we might be more like Him in this aspect.
所以主耶稣基督要我能够向他，也就是提醒我能够更顾念弟兄姐妹。
And maybe, you know, stand before the Lord and ask the Lord to truly search our hearts.
也许我们应该站在主面前，求主真实来检查我们的心。
And show me and show us what are the things in our life that we need to submit before the Lord.
来向我们显明，我们在生活上就是有哪些还需要向主顺服的。
And show me and show us what are the things in our life that we need to truly change to show our humility toward the Lord.
然后向我们显明说，在我们生活上就是哪些东哪些事情需要改变，能够好叫我们真是向主是顺服的。
And once again, show us how we can put others before ourselves and be more Christ-like.
也再一次向我们显明说，我们应当顾念别人的事。
May the Lord bless this word.
愿主祝福他的。
Shall we pray?
我们再一点祷告。
Lord, once again, we thank you, Lord, for reminding us this morning.
主啊，我们再一次感谢你，早晨提醒我们。
That we are to be more like you, Lord.
我们应该能够更多像你。
I pray, Lord, that these words that have been spoken might apply first and foremost to me, Lord.
主啊，我们我祷告这些话，我们所教的话，首先在我身上能够显明。
And then to all of us.
然后向弟兄姐妹显明。
And may you continuously mold us and make us after your own image.
主啊，愿你再来制作我们，使我们能够像你。
That your image might truly be stamped upon our heart.
然后你的形象真是能够刻在我们心上。
Thank you for all that you have done.
谢谢你向着我们所做的一切。
We ask all this in your precious name.
我们祷告奉你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Truly thank the Lord for giving us the same burden with my brother.
实在感谢主，主把同样的负担放在。 我和弟兄的里面
I would like to continue to the sharing based on God's word and also what I have received from the spring conference.
我想要继续和弟兄姐妹交通 我的负担和我在春宁会所学到的
Let's first turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
我们一起来打开彼得后书第三章。
Let's read together from verse 14 and the first half of verse 15.
我们一起来读第十四节和十五节的前半段。
Okay. Let's read together.
好，我们一起来读。
Therefore, beloved, since you look for this thing, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless, and blameless. And the regard of patience of our Lord to be salvation. Okay, let's continue to read in 1 Peter.
我们再接下来读彼得前书,
chapter 1.
第一章,
verses 18 and 19.
18节和19节.
Again, we're going to read together.
好，我们一起来读。
Knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things, like a silver or gold, from your futile way of life, inherited from your forefathers, but with the precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the lamb, the blood of Christ. So in 2 Peter chapter 3,
所以在彼得后书第三章,
the Apostle Peter says that there will be a big day.
彼得讲到说将要有大日
And he said that that's the day of the Lord
那他又讲到说那就是主的日子
And in the day of the Lord and the heavens, the existing heavens will be burned away
在那主的日子的时候来的时候我们知道天要被烧去
And yeah, the heavens will pass away and with a big roar that every element in there will be destroyed with a very intensive fire.
那你讲到说天必有大响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
And Apostle Peter encouraged us, as Christians, we should be looking for and hastening the coming of the day.
那彼得也提醒我们说，作为基督徒，我们应当能够 要能够警醒，而且要加速祷告那日的来临。
Because after that, they're going to be a renewing. They're going to be a new heavens, and they're going to be a new earth.
因为在那之后呢，有一个完全的新造，就是有新天和新地。
And all the lawlessness and all the unrighteousness will be burned away, and they're going to be righteousness in there.
因为一切的不法、一切的不义都要被消去，而只有公义会住在里面。
So he encouraged us as a Christian, we should look for the coming of the day of the Lord.
所以作为基督徒，彼得提醒我们说，我们应当能够仰望那日的来临。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, how much do we have this expectation and for the coming of the Lord?
我不知道弟兄姐妹，我们在向为着对着主的再来有多大的期盼。
And no matter which state we are in, and from the sign in this world, we can see that.His coming is very near.
不管我们的光景如何，但是就着是世界的各样的兆头，我们可以看见主的来，主的回来临近了。
And we look at the natural or man-made disasters.
我们看到天灾，看到人祸。
And we can see the wars and then the political unsettlements everywhere.
我们也看到说，征战和政治上的不安定是到处都有。
And from the word of the Lord.We are reminded, and so also from the signs around us, we also are reminded.
借着主的话，我们被提醒；也借着我们周遭所发生的这些事，我们也被提醒。
His coming is near.
主的来到是非常临近。
And at the same time, Peter says that we shall be diligent.
同时候呢，彼得刚才告诉我们说，我们应当殷勤。
He said that we need to be diligent to be found by Him in peace, spotless, and blameless.
这里讲到说，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
A lot of times when we talk about being diligent, we immediately will think, as students, we need to be diligent so that we can excel in our studies.
很多时候，当我们讲到殷勤的时候呢，我们就觉得我们要好像要，比如说像学生，我们就说哦，我们要在课业上有很好的成绩。
Or as we are working, we thought that we need to act diligent so that we can excel in our career advancement.
或者说我们是上班的，我们殷勤，我们好像觉得说，哦，我们就应该在我们的工作的场所上能够一直往上爬。
And yet, Peter says here, we need to be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless, and blameless.
但是彼得在这里讲到的殷勤是说，我们应当使我们自己没有玷污。无可指责，安然见主。
And to be in peace with the Lord,
能够安然见主。
My understanding is that there is no issue, there is no conflict, there is no contradiction with Him.
就我的理解，就是说，我们能够安然见主，就是我们在主之间，我们没有任何的问题，我们没有任何的麻烦。
And to be found spotless and blameless before Him.
也就是在主面前，我们没有玷污。
And that means that.We live a holy life, and there is no stain of sin.
也就是说，我们能够过着一个圣洁的生活，不受罪的玷污。
And when He comes, we shall be found by Him.
而当他来的时候，我们能够被他所寻见。
The Lord take the initiative to find us.
因为主实在是走出这一步来寻找我们。
And yet, when we are found, are we in peace and spotless and blameless before Him?
然而当我们被主寻见的时候，我们是否是无可没有玷污，无可指责，能够安然见他呢？
If this is an exhortation from Peter, so how can we be found in peace and spotless and blameless before him?
说这是彼得向着我们的劝勉，那么我们如何能够在主面前无可指责，没有玷污呢？
Of course, in the previous chapters, Peter mentioned that there are several stages in our spiritual growth, and we need to be diligent in our spiritual growth.
当然在这之前呢，彼得有讲到说我们在灵里面应当能够殷勤有成长。
But I think my understanding is that this, our spiritual growth can be summarized in a way that we shall live out the life of the Lord.
那我的理解是，我们的属灵的成长呢，事实上就跟我们能够把主的生命活出来多少有关。
Because in only the Lord is the unblemished, spotless Lamb of God.
因为只有主是神无瑕疵、无斑点的羔羊。
It is also mentioned in 1 Peter.
在彼得前书也这样讲过。
Yeah, the passage we just read.
也是我们刚才所读到读过的经文。
He says that knowing that you are not redeemed with a perishable things like a silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with a precious blood as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ.
因为那里讲得非常清楚，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
我们的主耶稣基督是神的羔羊。
He is the Passover Lamb.
他是那逾越的羔羊。
He's a Lamb unblemished, spotless, without any defects.
他是无瑕疵、无斑点的羔羊。
Just like our brother shared with us in the spring conference.
正如我们弟兄在春令会和我们交通的。
He said that the Lamb of God has to be first critically inspected.
因为他讲到说，神的羔羊首先要必须能够经过很仔细的检验。
And to make sure that the Lamb to be without any defects, without any spots, without any blemish.
要能够确定这个羊羔呢是完全没有玷污、没有瑕疵的。
Only in that way the Lamb can be accepted by God.
只有在那种情况，这羊才能够被神所悦纳。
And only that way the lamb is called the lamb of God.
只有在那种情况，那羊羔才能被称作神的羔羊。
Our Lord indeed is the lamb of God.
我们的主实在是神的羔羊。
Because he has lived a holy life.
因为他是过着一个圣洁的生活。
During his life on earth, 33 years and a half.
他在地上所生存的33年半的时间里。
He was inspected and examined by various people.
他在那里被很多人来检视、检验。
Especially those religious leaders.
特别是那些宗教的领袖。
And at the end of his life, the conclusion was there was no guilt found in him.
在他走完生命的尽头的人对他的评价是在这人身上找不出任何的问题。
We thank the Lord, He is the Passover Lamb.
我们感谢主，他是逾越节的羔羊。
He is the Holy One without any blemishes.
他是那位圣者，是没有斑点的那一位。
There is no fault found in his life.
在他的生命里面找不出任何的犯罪的问题。
And for Christians, we have been purchased by his precious blood.
而我们基督徒乃是被他宝血所买赎回来的。
But not only we, our sin has been washed away, we have been cleansed.
虽然我们的罪已经被洗去，我们得着洁净。
But also we have his precious life in us.
我们也有他那一个宝贵的生命在我们里面。
And that life is his very life that is without any defect, without any blemishes, without any spots.
这个生命就是主耶稣基督的生命，就是没有瑕疵、没有玷污、没有斑点的生命。
It is a holy, there's no fault can be finding it.
在这个生命里面是一个圣洁的生命，是找不出问题的生命。
So, brother and sister, in order for us to be found by Him in peace, blameless, spotless, we need to live in this life.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们被他寻见的时候，若是能够如果要能够无可指责，没有斑点，能够安然见他，我们必须要活在这个生命里面。
Because there is no contradiction, He has no contradiction with Himself.
因为主的话自己并没有矛盾。
He has no contradiction with himself in his life.
在他生里面找不出任何矛盾的地方。
And there's only his holiness and his blamelessness will be ours.
而只有他的圣洁，他的没有斑点是成为我们的。
If we still try to, as we live our Christian life, if we still try to,put our effort and try to make ourselves better, a lot of times we will encounter a lot of difficulties.
我们若是在过基督徒生活里面，我们想要靠自己的能力，好叫自己变得更好，很多时候我们遇到很多难处。
And that also myself also included.
这也包括我自己。
There's a lot of times we have heard a lot of teachings.
因为很多时候我们听见很多的教导。
And we know what is pleasing to the Lord.
我们知道什么样的事情是蒙主喜悦的。
And we just try our efforts, try to achieve the goal.
所以我们就想要靠着我们自己的能力来达到那样的目标。
And a lot of times we will fail.
很多时候我们就失败了。
And after we failed, we will say that, okay, I will try harder next time.
当我们失败之后，好像我们会自己告诉自己说，哦，下一次我要更努力。
But we're going to fail again.
但是我们知道我们会再一次的失败。
If we continue in this way, and we will feel frustrated.
我们若是一直用这样的方式去做，我们之后就会非常的沮丧。
Because of by our fallen natures, we instead of have the life of Christ, we have been siding with the enemies.
因为若不是 因为若是我们没有主的生命，事实上我们是和仇敌是同一战线的。
Yeah, even after we believe in the Lord, we have the life of the Lord.And our fallen nature still sided with the enemy.
但是就算我们得救之后，我们有主的生命，然而我们的天然堕落的生命仍然是与仇敌同一阵线的。
Because when our forefather fell, and we already sided with the enemy, and his nature has come into our fallen nature.
因为当我们先祖犯罪的时候，我们这他堕落的天性就已经在我们里面。
During the spring conference, our brother is.Portray a very vivid picture before us. It's a beast.
因为在春会里面，我们弟兄给我们看描述一个非常生动的图画，就是那兽的图画。
We know that the beast is very aggressive.
我们知道兽是非常进取的。
And very terrifying, also very violent.
是非常可怕的，非常暴力的。
It's very self-centered, very self-gratifying.
是非常自我为中心，而且非常满足自我的一个兽。
A beast also would like to prey on others, and would like to take advantage of others, and easily harm others.
兽呢，也是想要常常占取别人的利益，伤害别人的一个情况。
Brothers and sisters, we may see that in the surrounding around us, and we may see that in the world.
弟兄姐妹们，我们可以看见我们周遭和世界的这些环境。
But more actually, instead of this external environment that shows that the nature of the enemy, but that nature is also in us.
我们除了说在世界外在的环境向我们显明这仇敌的性质，事实上仇敌的性质也在我们里面。
In our fallen nature, in ourselves.
是在我们这堕落的天性人性里面。
And the brothers and sisters sitting here all look pretty sweet and nice.
弟兄姐妹坐在这里，似乎我们看起来都很非常的可爱。
And some of them doze off and looks very restful too.
很多人看起来也非常的安息。
But when we, what about as we get into a fight with others? What about if we have get into an argument with others? What about we throw our tempers?
然而，想一想，当我们和别人争吵的时候，当我们生气的时候。
In that incident, if we have ourselves recorded, probably we won't be as sweet as we thought.
在那种情况，若是我们用一个录像把我们自己照下来的话，我们发现我们自己并不是那么可爱。
But we do thank our Lord for His salvation.
但是我们实在是感谢主，为着他的救恩感谢他。
Because He already given us His life.
因为他已经把他自己的生命给了我们。
And we don't have to live in this condition any longer.
我们不需要再活在同样以前这样的光景里面。
We don't have to live in this our self life, this beast-like nature.
我们不需要再过在我们这种自私的生活里面，有兽性的这种生活里面。
And as long as we can live in the life of Christ, and we can show forth His beauty.
只要我们能够在主里面，我们就能够表显明他的爱。
Because He already given us His life, that is a blameless, unblemished, and spotless.
因为他已经给我们一个生命是没有斑点、没有玷污的生命。
And for Christians, as we live, we need to live out that life.
而作为基督徒，当我们活着的时候，我们应该要把这样的生命活出来。
So when Peter reminds us, as we waiting for the day of the Lord,
所以当彼得提醒我们，应当能够等候那个日子的来临。
And my understanding is a bit diligent is that we need to be diligent to live out that life.
所以我对这个殷勤的理解就是我们应当能够殷勤的把那样的生命活出来。
And so that we need to be diligent and hold on every opportunity the Lord has measured to us.
所以我们应当能够殷勤抓住每一个主所赐给我们的机会。
And only when we live in this life, then we won't have a controversy with Him.
只有当我们能够活出这样的生活来，我们和主之间才没有任何的矛盾。
Only when we live in this life, then we can be found spotless and blameless.
只有当我们能够活出这样的生命的时候，我们可以在主找到看见我们的时候无可指责。
And the work of the Lord for us is to deliver us from our self-life and into His life.
而主向着我们的话是说，他会脱离我。就我们脱离自己的生活，进入他的生活。
His work.
进入他的工作。
Yeah, that's a, the work of the Lord is to deliver us from our self-life to into His life.
主的工作呢，就是能够救我们脱离自己的生命，进入他的生命。
And Peter also says that in verse 15.
彼得也在十五节这样说。
He says that we need to regard the patience of the Lord to be salvation.
第三章第十五节，他说：“我们要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由。”
We thank the Lord because He has been so patient with us.
我们感谢主，主实在向着我们有极大的忍耐。
Because He knows that we are very slow in learning.
因为他知道我们学得很慢。
And so He measured many, many opportunities for us to learn.
所以他就设下很多的机会，好叫我们能够学习。
Just in our in some seems a very trivial matters in our daily lives.
很多事情是在我们生活上非常的小事。
So it is also said in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29.
在罗马书的第八章第八节第九节也这样说。
And it says that we know that God causes all things to work together for good.To those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren.
第八章的二十八和二十九节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人。就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So the Lord measured many opportunities in our daily life.
所以主在我们每天的生活里面设下了很多的机会。
And we need to be diligent to lay hold of those opportunities.
所以我们应当殷勤，能够抓住这些机会。
And we learn to live out the life of the Lord.
所以我们学习把主的生命活出来。
And to follow the senses of the life.
能够跟随着生命的感觉走
so that gradually we will be more like the Lord.
所以渐渐的，我们能够更多的像主。
And I would like to share a little bit of my experience.
我想要分享一点我自己的经验。
And yeah, it's a part of a failure and a part of overcoming.
有一些是失败的经历，但有一些是得胜的经历。
And a while back, I had the chance.Teaching my son the math.
之前呢，我有一段时间来教导我的儿子数学。
And it was a very it seems to me is a very simple concept.
对我而言，好像那是非常一个简单的概念。
But it turns out I have a hard time to communicate clearly to him.
但是呢，后来我发现呢，实在要把这样的概念教导给我的儿子，非常的困难。
And so I tried it once.
所以我教了一次。
And I tried it twice.
教了第二次。
And and I feel like I didn't make it clear, or my son didn't receive it well.
不晓得是我讲的不清楚呢，还是呢我的儿子学的不好。
I become frustrated with him, also with myself.
所以呢，我就非常的沮丧向着我自己，也向着我的儿子。
And so but I at the same time I know that I need to be calm.
但是有时候我知道说，我必须要能够冷静。
So I said to myself, okay, you need to be calm and use the nicest word and the attitude you could and to convey it again.
所以呢，我就告诉自己说，我要冷静，我要用更好的话语把这样的概念教导出去。
So I tried it a third time and a fourth time.
所以我就试了第三次、第四次。
And at the end, I used the nicest voice I could have and I asked my son.
所以呢，我就用我最最好的话语能够问问我儿子。
I said, "Do you get it?"
我说你明白了吗
？And I look at my son. He just looked at me, silent.
然后我看着我儿子，他向着我，什么话都没说。
And then tears start welling in his eyes.
但是他却流泪了。
Now when I look back, I feel like probably at that moment, when my son looked at me, he looked me like a beast.
那我现在回想，我想那时候当我儿子看着我的时候，他看到了一个好像可能是一个兽的形象。
Maybe like a father bear.
可能像一个像个熊。
Even that was out of my best effort, and yet that is from my self-life.
虽然好像我试着想要做最好的，但是事实上是从我的天性所做的。
I tried to be patient, and yet my patience out of my self-life is so limited.
我虽然想要试着有耐心，但是出于我这天然生命的耐心是有限的。
I pressed on it. I tried to be nice, but still.The nature of the beast was revealed.
我试着能够压制它，试着能够表现好的一面，但是我这天然兽的性格却显明出来。
But I really thank the Lord because He has been so patient with me.
但是我实在感谢主，因为他向着我实在有长久的忍耐。
And He also continues to give me opportunity.
他也继续呢把机会量给我。
And a few weeks later, I got another chance.To work with my son on his homework.
几周之后呢，我又有一个机会呢，来教我儿子数学。
功课，
其他功课。
Yeah, this time is not math.
这一次不是数学了。
Yeah, I quit teaching math.
我不再教他数学了。
Yeah, this time is about his writing.
这一次呢是他的写作。
He has a struggle to answer three questions.
他有三个问题，他不知道怎么回答。
Yeah, so when I look at the questions, I say, oh, it seems pretty straightforward. One, two, three, then you are done.
但是当我看到那三个问题，我觉得哦，这非常容易啊，这就写一写就可以做完了。
But before I utter any words,
但是在我讲话之前
，there's another thought came into my heart.
在我心思就起有一个想法。
You work with him.
应该和他一起同工。
So I thank the Lord, I obeyed.
所以感谢主，我顺服了主。
I didn't say one, two, three.
我没有再这样说一二三。
And I sat down with him and I looked at the question together and see where he was at.
所以呢，我就和他一同坐下，一同看那些问题，看看他在哪边不明白。
And Edwards Instead of tears, now I think we had a good time. Finishing up the assignment.
之后呢，我觉得我们父子相处一段好的时间，因为我们把那个功课做完了。
This is from my perspective.
这是从我的角度出发。
But I do thank the Lord.
但是我感谢神。
But in this, we can see that in us, there's a life of the Lamb.
因为弟兄姐妹，我们可以看见，在我们里面有羔羊。
And there's That life is spotless, blameless, without any defects.
那个生命是没有斑点，没有瑕疵的。
But at the same time, we have this self-life that is pretty much sided with the beast. That is a very self-centered.
但是同时候呢，我们里面有一个另外一个生命，这生命是和兽站在同一战线的，就是非常自私的一个生命。
And the Lord allowed us to enter various situations so that we can come to realize who our true condition.
所以呢，主就让这些环境呢，来让我们自己照明我们自己，我们真实的情况是什么。
So that we won't appreciate our own patience, our own kindness, rather we will trust and rely on Him, allow His patience and allow His kindness to be ours.
好叫我们不自己看重我们自己的忍耐，不看重我们自己的好，而是能够仰望他，看见主的好和主的仁慈。
So that his life will be truly manifested in a vessel such as a weak vessel such as I.
好叫他的生命真能够 在我这个软弱的器皿上显明出来。
To have his life manifested in his church and among God's children.
好叫他的生命在他的教会，在神的儿女里面显明出来。
Brothers and sisters, as we are waiting and looking for the Lord's return.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们等候，我们盼望主的回来的时候。
And we need to be diligent.
我们必须要能够殷勤。
And we need to be diligent to be found spotless, blameless, and also in peace with him.
我们能够被主寻见的时候，是能够安然见主，是没有玷污、无可指责的。
And our preparation is in our everyday life.
而我们的预备呢，是在我们每天的生活里面。
We learn to follow him, to learn to follow the sense of life.
我们能够学习跟随他，跟随生命的感觉。
And so that his life can be truly revealed and be seen by others.
好叫他的生命真能够真实的在我们身上显明出来。
Okay, that will conclude my sharing.
好，我的交通就到这里。
And let's have a word of prayer.
好，我们在一起低头也祷告。
Lord, I do want to thank you and I want to praise you.
主啊，我们要感谢你，要赞美你。
Because our sin has been cleansed and you have given us your precious life.
因为我们的罪已经得着洁净，你也把你宝贵的生命赐给我们。
And Lord,You have given us this life so that we can live.
主啊，你给我们这样一个生命，好叫我们能够存活。
Lord, I do pray that you will continue to do your work in us.
主啊，我祷告我们，你继续在我们身上工作。
So that we can closely follow you.
好叫我们能够紧紧地跟随你。
Prepare our hearts and prepare us so that we can truly wait for your return.
能预备我们，预备我们的心，好叫我们真实地等候你的回来。
Lord, we thank you and praise you because you know that we are slow in learning.
主啊，我感谢你，我赞美你，因为你知道我们学得很慢。
And yet you have been so patient with us.
然而你向着我们有长久的忍耐。
Indeed, your patience is our salvation.
主啊，感谢你，因着你的忍耐是我们得救的应有。
Lord, you continue to give us chances and opportunities so that we can experience you to live out your life.
主啊，谢谢你继续赏给我们机会，好叫我们能够学习活出你的生命。
Lord, I do pray that you will continue to do your work in us.
主啊，我祷告你继续在我们身上做你的工作。
So that your name will be glorified.
好叫你的名得到荣耀。
And your church will be prepared and ready.
而你的教会能够预备好。
To receive your return.
能够接纳你的回来。
We thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.